We are holding now on Mem He, Amud Aleph, the last Amud in the fourth Perek. So just, we're going back to now on Mem Gimel. We had the whole Machloikis about the Tanoim, is about making something Hefker or not, is that considered to be in your Rishus until it actually is given over to the to someone else acquires it or not. So let's go continue now. The Ibai is same. If you want, I could tell you Ha the Afkire Ba'an Pe Train. Ha da afkire ba ape tlosa. So what's it talking about? The Braisa, when we said that an object doesn't leave the possession of the owner until it goes, it's somebody else acquires it, that's a case we made a hefker in front of two people. And this Braisa, which Argamar is talking about, which says that it's hefker, was it's you know, that's it. That's done. It's hefker, that's talking about you in front of three people, right? So why should that be true? Why should that be true, two versus three people? So there's a Ran over here. So the Ran says, Kloimer, Hachmas Nisa Nami de Mafkir es Karmo Krebiosi Asya. So the Bryce is going like one is Mafkir, like Krebiosi said, we saw earlier in the Gemara. The Adkan lo ka'om Krebiosi ha-Mafkir yoch lachzerbo el afkire ba'ape tre. When Rabbi Yossi said, you, if you're mafkir, you could retract, that's when you did it in front of two people, right? Because it's not when there's three people, which is like our mission is talking about, because then there's no one else is there. Uvaha b'lechud, who the also Rabbi Yossi, the sphere lay, the kol ki haigavne hefkir kematono, the ad also the shus zoche lo nafkir meshus hamafkir. So this is the case Rabbi Yossi said was also, because he holds that hefkir is not a maton. I'm sorry, hefkir is a matona. I'm sorry, the backwards. Hefkir kimatona, that it's like a gift. So until it comes into the Rishus, the one who's getting it, it doesn't go out of your own Rishus, even though you made a Hefker. The time in Mishum, the Eini Moham Acher. The reason why is because no one else is with them. Okay. Inami, another Pshat. The Lake of the Hedya, El Trey, Adaita, the Chad Minahanach, Bilachud, Lafkuri, the Chol Be Trey, Lake of Kola. So, second reason is that when you have two people, there's no real Kol, there's no, you know, it's not public knowledge, so it's you don't intend for anybody else to take it. So that's the difference when you have only two people with you. It doesn't generate it. But when three people, there is a call. Mishum halchi domim le matana. That's why it's considered making hefkers like a matana. The heched matana lo mapik le mirshuse el adaita de idoch. So just like when you only have rishus, you want the guy to receive it from you. So achnami halchi de lo mafkri elo adaita de idoch. Right, you only wanted one of those other two people to get it. So just like when you have a matana, it doesn't leave the one who's giving it his rishus until it goes into the one who's makabel it, right? So to a hefker, because hefker is like a matana. Umasnisin the mafkir es sadehu bechihai hefkir, betukma mishum hachi ketani da ad shlo zocha bein hu bein achir yoch lachzavo. So the brisa talking about a case of the guy's mafkir's field, right? So that's until someone else acquires it, right? Whether it's him, the one who's mafkir, or someone else, you can still be choser. Aval hach masnisa de mafkir es karmo mukma dafkarei ba'ape tlosa. And then we're saying, though, the brisa where you're mafkir, you're karen, that's in front of three people. To hechri ike tlosa avash, avashamilsa. Right, it's public, right? Vashemilsa is like, it's like, how would you translate that? It's something, you know, it's mforsome. Everyone knows about this. That daiti de chuli alma the afkere lo domi klal la matona. So there, you're making for hefker for anybody. It's not comparable to being a gift at all. Hilkach, right, ends off the run. Afa gav de matona ad the osil reshus mekabel lo nafik reshus no sin. Right, that even though it's a gift, it doesn't go into your rishus until you get it. But hefker he had ape de Rabbi Yossi moide la alter nafik mirshusay. But by hefker, right, Rabbi Yossi agrees that immediately goes out of your rishus. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara now. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadok kol hamafki b'fnei shlosha. Anybody who makes something hefker in front of three people have a hefker. It's totally hefker. Bifnei shnayim lo havi hefker. When you do it in front of two people, then it's not hefker. And like as the Ram we just saw explains, because there's no kol that you really want to do this.
Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amar, really says different. No. Devar Torah afila be'echad havi hefker. Really, on a d'oraisa level, all you need is one person to do it. Umatam amru b'shlosha. So why now do we need a rabbinic requirement to go up to three? Kedei shehei echad zoicha ushnai me'idim. You'll have one person who could get it. The other two will be like the Edim. They will testify on this. So this is a fascinating idea that this is how we follow, right? Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, that really on a deraisa level one would have been enough, but the Rabbonim came and added to it. So this is a larger discussion. Minchas Chinuch has this in the mitzvah of Kiddush, things Lamed Aleph, that when you have a deraisa requirement to do something and the Rabbonim come, does that now, and so to speak, become part of the mitzvah now deraisa, that the Rabbonim were telling you how to get the mitzvah on a Torah level? Like Lamashla gives, let's say, according to some people, Rav Kiva Eger holds that if you just would wish somebody good Shabbos, right, that is a kiyum of reciting Kiddush on a D'oraisa level. We have additional requirements, but you know, you don't have, on a D'oraisa level, Vayechulu, the Psukim, that's not required. But once the Rabbonin came along and said, you know, does that mean now, in order to get the mitzvah of Kiddush, I have to do that, or not? What else? The Rambam over here. The Rambam brings this down in the Darim, Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, Hamafkir es hakarka. If you're going to make your land ownerless, kol hakaidim vechzem zocha. Right, so anybody who comes to get it is able to recapitulate it. Because someone will learn a thing. Tosfos learns like there's a difference over here between karka and metaltlin. Says the Rambam, din Torah afilu hefkir b'fnei echod. Even if you did in front of one person, hareze hefkir. The niftim in a maisros. Okay, so that becomes totally exempt from having to separate your trumas maisros. And kemoshi is barer the makomas. Explain this, please. Avam edivrei soifrim. And when the Rambam says divrei soifrim, we're here explaining it means the rabbanon. Einu hefker ad sheifkir b'fnei shlosha. It's not considered to be hefker on a rabbinic level until you have three people there. Kedei shehei echad zoicha imrotz of ashnai me'idim. So one person could get it, and the other two could be witnesses for that. Va'oyma hareze hefker. So what if the person said a little bit different lashon? He said, this is hefker, vizeh, and this. What does that vizeh mean? Hare hasheni suffik hefker. That second object is a suffik. Maybe it's hefker, maybe it's not. V'im omer vizeh kimozeh. If you say, this is like this one, that's much more of a stronger statement. Oh, shomer, he would say, v'gamzeh hare. This is all this. Hitviz hasheni v'yeh hefker vadais. Then certainly he's going to be hefker because he did hatfasa. He's matfis with something that was hefker already, and he just attached that status of the item onto the object. The Mefurish here just explains, you know, the bottom, the last one in the parak. Matam omru shnayim me'idin. Why you have to have these two people? Two people testify. One person actually zoichid. Says the ileika elatre. If you only had two people, kizoch ichatz. When one guy gets it, man made ale. Hello, Hefkira. Who's gonna, you know, testify if there's only two people present there, right? You know, you have to have two Edim. So therefore, la olam la alter havi hefker. Really, it becomes hefker immediately. Hein kirabon. That's what we hold. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi sfir le kirabon. Because that's the opinion. The Ran said that's who we follow. The last Ran, three lines in the bottom. Inyan halacha. Ubeplugtaihu the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Naktinik Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. As we said, that's who we follow. The Omer Dover Torah Afilu Beechad Havei Hefker Umatam Omer Belashlosha Kedei Shehei Echad Zoicha Ushnaim Meidin. Okay, Hadron Alach Ein Bein Hamudar.